That would be more common than spell, but spell doesn't sound very, I mean, it doesn't sound remote. It's just not that common.
Business was not good last year. I hope it will be better
this year.
All right. Speaking of a child who's had his third birthday, he's how old?
He's 3 going on 4.
Well.
Depending how long, I suppose that would mean that he's nearly 4 usually.
Well, if he's just had his birthday.
Yeah, all right. He's 3 then.
3 what?
3 years old.
Okay. If something happened on exactly this date in 1982, you'd say it happened exactly?
A year ago.
And you might look up in the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And if the weather is like it is today, you'd say it's a very...
It's a good day. Mm-hmm. It's good weather. It's a pleasant weather.
What about the opposite kind of day, where it may not be raining, but the sky's covered with clouds and stars?
Well, it's threatening, nasty.
Mm-hmm. If it has been fair, but the clouds are coming up, you'd say the weather is doing what?
Well, it's changing for the worse.
And the opposite, if it has been bad, but then the clouds are breaking up, the weather is, or it's going to?
Well, it's clearing up.
And what would you call a heavy rain that lasts a very short time?
Downpour.
Mm-hmm.
And what if downpour can last a long time,
perhaps.
Yeah.
What if there's a lot of thunder and lightning?
I'm trying to think of what my more old-fashioned or usual way of saying that would be. Certainly that we've got accustomed to calling these thunderstorms from the television and radio. I would think that people tended to say a bad rain with thunder and lightning and not have a special word for it.
Mm-hmm. This is a verb. You might say the rain poured down and the wind
blew.
And the wind will?
Will blow.
And the wind has?
Has blown. Okay. Do you know that incidentally people look up here and look at those dark clouds and say we're going to catch some rain today?
Catch some rain.
Mm-hmm. I think that probably refers to the days when the only water supply was what fell on the roof
mm-hmm.
and was kept in the cistern.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Caught it in the rain barrel. If the wind was coming from, and I don't know directions, which way is south?
Here?
Yeah. Okay, well, if the wind is that direction, you'd say the wind is what?
Yeah, the wind is from the south.
All right.
People who know more about boats say in the south.
If it's half a wind halfway between south and west would be?
Southwest wind.
Halfway between south and east.
Southeasterly.
Halfway between east and north.
Northeast wind.
And halfway between west and north.
I think we probably suggest northwest wind. I don't think northwesterly is what they really
okay.
said. No.
And what would you call a rain that isn't very hard? It might go on a long time, but
a drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the most common word.
Okay, and if what's the heavy white mist?
Fog.
And that kind of day, you'd say it's very...
foggy.
Okay, we're on the last page now. If you got no rain for weeks and weeks, you're having a...
drought.
And if the wind has been gentle, but it's getting stronger, it's doing what?
Blowing up.
And suppose it's been strong, but it's going away, it's what?
Easing up, lessening.
Mm-hmm. And, if it's a little bit cold, but not disagreeably cold, you'd say it's what this morning?
Cool. Brisk, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's nippy sounds other than my own background.
Mm-hmm.
Chilly, of course, is a little more than pleasant.
Mm.
Less than pleasant.
If it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers and it's white on the ground, that's a...
it's frost.
And it was so cold last night, the lake did what?
Froze over.
Okay, and if it gets much colder, the pond might?
Freeze.
And it had already?
Frozen.
And I think, well, that's all the questionnaire, unless there was something I was supposed to have asked you that I didn't. I think I covered just about everything. Well, I didn't ask you about grass sack. Do you ever use that term when we were talking about the bags?
No.
Okay. Well, I think that's
unknown.
We had better,
never heard of it.
We had better call it quits.
All right. Well, let me give you, let me carry you back to your hotel.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
As we say in Georgia.
Thank you very much.